Well, that's the reason why you call them Sony Ligora. When you drill that hole by the throat part, the blood comes out while they're hanging upside down, so there won't be blood in there. You just go back and forth with that stick through the throat and Okay, when you take the guts out, all the guts out, you call that squirrel Iluilak. Ilu means stomach, or, you know, and it means nothing in there. Iluilak. Interesting,
huh?
He said they're heavy, these ground squirrels, so you don't pack as many as you want, just a few at a time, because they're heavy. Okay, this is what you call a mother squirrel. He said the skin is not so good all year round because it's a mother squirrel. It bears those little squirrels. When you're going to cook roast ground squirrel, it's so fat. The belly part mostly, you have to cut it all around like this and not cook the fatty part because it's too fat. So when you gather all these fats, leftover fats, you put them in this kuhlutak skin. Just like when we were talking about that sealed oil container made out of rabbit skin. That's what you do with these fats too. Put them in that mother squirrel skin and take them home with you. If you try to roast a squirrel with all that fat, he said it's too fat, so you just take the belly parts off where there's so much fat and put them in this skin.
Tam natara ta nashavak shikshik pomomandik pipluva takishakaktorle aktamik aktak nakakiga
aktak.
Yeah.
So when you put them in that skin, you call it aktak. That whole thing, the skin with the fat in it, you call it aktak. He said when you got this kind home, you can take some out once in a while, thaw it out first, take some out once in a while like seal oil blubber and just eat them like that without cooking the fat. He said it tastes good because it's aged in there. It's not so fresh. So you just eat them like that. Now, Dara,
Tamarat atuat ukar me uwa terapisuk tonun makununga pakhilata kami kabunga kuwakut tagrakat wase kalugri bingi mani pinyakta kalugri bingi nasi tetikit nyami terapitoka akshi manetman. Undisit lai chat tema na yaksila takariya tana. Tema pituha kasip mangan na reikutin. Nukaktu tigiri lama.
When they hunt for bears, they usually wait where there's a place they can go and eat salmon. No, Kalugrivik is what they call it. A place where there's always salmon around. And they stay there maybe a few days in order to wait for the bear to come to the river and start fishing.
Ublomi tautungan kitman daratak namat nugu unnui raktut pitukakak vene tumichau rakakaktut sinyaksak wikip lugu tamanda kipalap kanga tumichak raitse kakaktuk tak nacemi uba unnui kakse raktut tema takip yutik tak nacemi unnui sakse aming uba. Tamat kununga tumichanun kel ukpigauranik kamisuranik tak nak Awaknya tu mencari untuk bersusung kating, awaknya sahur nalokan lap lagi. Tak nacem unnami agak siumi tuti juminya kangenik. Tak nacemik berakut demasi agak si mata nasek jisima agak lugu nabik palilia agak silek matam.
If it didn't show up during the daytime, they still wait for it in the evening. But they, okay, there would be bear tracks along the riverbank, like this, maybe when they're looking for fish, all bear tracks. And during daytime, without trying not to step the bear tracks, they put twigs where the bear tracks are. So during the nighttime, if a bear is coming along, they can hear coming, because it'll step on these twigs and he'll make sounds. Clever, huh? So they just throw these twigs down without stepping the bear tracks, setting them like this where the bear tracks are. And if it's coming later on, it'll just step on those and they'll know it's coming.
Ublok siete ragigat at lamig sila nagigiting ilangani malakong niglo tat na raktut unnami temani tat na pitogagak tau kaktamot peam temat tat na tarunga pilikatat laichut temat tat pama pulak luting tat pabunga piraktut temasublakan kaup managla tara temu pakai luar dan pabungu tiga kamu Allah terbaik tak kuli semak luar ikisi ame una tak nasek kuki tu boleh agak tu terima tak nak kuki rak ninggi gun dan pabungu tu boleh agiat.
Okay, and when the bear is visible during the evening, in the night even, they can see it. It's black, and they just shoot it right there where they've seen it. But they don't go to it right away as soon as they shot it, because when it feels its wounds, it runs away towards the forest to die back there. So they wait till the next morning to go find it. When it's feeling its wounds, gunshot wounds, he says it always makes tracks with its claws out. You know, these claws, you can see them in the sand, and that's how you track the bear down and find it where it's dead. And when you shot that bear that evening, you don't go right away to it, you just wait till the next morning. And during, while you're waiting, that same evening when you shot this bear, you can wait for another one. That same evening when you shot one.
Nakotik tera tarbawa pulat lecet tera tarbawa uplume ikililil kami tarbawa pulat matne tamara merak tekata honilo tana anak tekata honilo perkhidman tera tepkilisimarau di perak tera nikangat tamara gok
The reason why they don't go to that bear that shot right away is the bear reacts like it's always vomiting along the way when it's going towards the forest, or it'll have half bowel movement every time it's going away. And the old saying is that the bear's stomach, his stomach, has to be empty in order to fight back its enemy, the person that shots him. So you don't track him down right away when you're noticing there's vomiting and waste like that. So you have to go do it the next day or the next evening. Next day.
That matter, Tamara, is your review, a club, and Luther, that not hang up with a gate, unnoted popularity, Katakamishi.
Same thing for both black and brown bears. It's the same.
Terapura amin tadi kelimun tamara ayopek tamanna tamna Anamik nubulik tera syagak pelugu tera paktok pani tera tamar raminga pisahongak pelugu.
Temani suputain ngan?
Suputain ngan. Kakru pening makuninga pula amik syagak lainnya sip. Tak na tabru mengagla tera panamik. Tera su paktok mani tera tabru minga iklu waksip lugu.
During the day, when they are tracking this bear, the wounded bear, they be sure and carry that spear, not bow and arrows. It's a spear that they carry. So if it's still kind of alive and start fighting back, they wound it more with that spear before the guns were around. And it's a little different when you're hunting it out in the open space, not down by the river where they're eating salmon. Long time ago, people, when they sight a bear, they hit it with bow and arrows, you know, with an arrow. And if it gets mad, it'll come toward you. So you're ready with your spear at all times then. That's how they spear them. They got their attention first, hitting it with an arrow. And if it comes towards you, you just spear it right there. Just like what he was talking about in the earlier tapes. Yeah.
Not
Inuk?
Inuk.
That's how a person settle himself. You got broom of Tava?
Takip rumi mana isak tumun ni ila ayoga tak tak nak tu alak mana sih ter tak rumi yo kecakon ni tera tak ni nak reaksip lu tak no saya reaksi lah aku kopi saya mata
the spearhead is made out of bone the forearm. The bone there, because there's two here, two bones that go like this, a bare bone. Yeah, it's one of them, the spearhead. And he said the wooden handle would be longer than this broom. But when the bear is coming toward you, you put the end into the ground firmly, maybe about so deep. When the bear goes for a person, he says he never get a hold of him like this, he go flat on his chest to the person. So when it's doing that, you try to hit the heart with your spear when it's coming toward you or when it's landing on you. Same for both bears, brown and black. And after you spear him through the heart, you keep when they're tying the spearhead, they make it, the tying of it really wide so it won't go through the bear. You can pull it back out and fight some more. And the bear weakens and just dies, bleed to death. So when you're attaching that spearhead to the wooden handle, I think you have to tie it so much so the spear won't go through into the chest. You have to pull it back out and fight more.
In your walk there at that number, Lord, there are if you're coming, or you're on bed, dead Joe, or to get out again. Sean Rinter and I've been reacting it, not it, not so that no week you're left me young.
There
are young girls, dead job, in the land, dead job.
There were real brave men long time ago, and they say to the bear, you're not breaking your bones again, or you'll have to, you know. And the bear probably fights more and just dies.
Ramona, shut couldn't coming, shook put in it, when you coming. A clock. Upak to tip lunatic it man, tatale, a lax of shimagana. The rope to come in when you go, a clam nagaki jarim, upak to honitic it jarretne. Shook put it go, not cut it later, that not that.
Eh?
That not there. One ticket man, what a leg pet to Gardner Rock, Iglex Sartor, not a leg pet to his hanging on it.
Right arm, Mangan and Matuma,
right arm, Duncan and Madoma to Mars hanging on it. That not in Yakami, you walk up to Yakami, you walk up on it, Naman. That no over, tell a pet to Gardner.
Eh?
Mandago, tell a pinyang with your ticket later. Mandagok tadi show menyang ujau tiga tadi telah petu ngan tadi kita satu apa tadi tiga belas naga naga tok tadi
And when there were guns, his father told him that if the bear is coming towards him, because when the bear wants to fight, the gun won't even stop him. You know, the bear keeps coming on. So you try to go to the right arm of the bear every time he's coming towards you, because he don't fight as good as he would with his left arm. So you try to go to his right arm when he attacks you, even though you have a gun, and just keep shooting probably from that side. If you go to the left side of his arm, he'll just grab you. He says the bear don't use its right arm to fight with, except for his left arm. He says, his father says, brown bears are easier to fight because they're big and slow. You know? But he said, black bears are much faster and firmer like rocks, fight faster. Black bear skin they call Kernyakdom Ame.
Kernyakdom, Naklubashi, Upyakamit Lumabani, that Nichimitako.
Kernyakdom Ame, when they see a black bear skin. Oops, this is an A. A-M-I-A. Okay, and when they sight a black bear, like if it was moving around over there, you call it Kernyakdok. Dam de lefi akla dana.
Akla peret nagariga.
Akla peret.
Akla peret nagariga. Akla peret nagariga. Akla peret nagariga.
Brown bear they call akla peret. Volle kader. Dam de makbirarig op de samana pikshootige nekakut puyokluga. Akla peret they call brown bear. Like some people just say akla, you know, just... So this is the right name for it.
There is not a clamame over happy, a medium of clamame, not like a talu, Nagariga, there a met in my new talusita cahonipi, a talu, Nagariga, there talubishu blue diamond.
And when you see a brown bear skin laying on the floor, maybe they call it talu. Dalu means door because they use them for doors a long time ago in their houses. Okay, when you think the bear is dead, when you go to it, you pull out the tongue, and under the tongue there's a long thing, something like this, as thin as this pen, and it's probably sharp on both ends like this. You cut a slit under through that one and take that thing off. So that's the first thing you do when you approach a dead bear. You pull the tongue out and take that thing off. And then when you take it off, you go someplace a little distance where you can find bushes or brushes. And just leave it right there. When you do that, that's you took the worm away from the bear. They call it its worm or its bug or whatever. Old people used to say you handle that with care. You know, take that thing out and bring it over where the willows are or whatever. And just leave it there.
That's the end of this tape. This subject is continued on the first part of tape 11.
Okay.
You have dogs?
No, I don't have any dogs. You got some?
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know.
You don't know?
20 or 30 of them.
20 or 30 dogs?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of dogs. You feed them all?
Yeah.
Yeah? Every day, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you keep your dogs?
By our house.
Over there. You got a sled?
Yeah.
You hook them up to the sled in the winter, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Down Tard Ambler or Tard Pick River.
Oh.
Or past dumps.
You guys go camping with the dogs?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Go hunting?
Yeah. William's dogs, we did. They found a caribou.
Oh, yeah?
Those leaders, and all of them found a caribou.
Want to listen to it?
Huh?
Want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay.